Elections have consequences. Local elections matter, and you are seeing that play out in real time up in Lansing, and we are now welcoming on and saying hello to school board member up there, Amy Covey. She is new to the school board. She's on KCMO Talk Radio because something very interesting happened up there. They passed a parents' bill of rights, and it's believed to be the first of its kind in the state. Amy, good morning. Thanks for being here. What did you guys accomplish here? Take us through it.
Hi, Pete. Good morning. I'm glad to be here. I'm very excited. Well, we decided that ultimately that parents, the most important thing is, you know, they have the right to direct the care and the upbringing and education of their child, bottom line. So when in Kansas, the legislature, in my opinion, they did a good job. They introduced, legislature for the Parents' Bill of Rights, but unfortunately, ultimately, Governor Kelly vetoed that.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the reasons that I heard in the complaints from the other sides were that this should be something that should be handled at a local school board level. So that kind of, you know, lit something in me thinking, well, okay, then we'll just do that then. And, you know, we have home rule authority. We are able to do this. So I introduced a Bill of Rights that pretty much mirrors what the legislature did, a couple changes on it, but it's basically the same thing as that. And myself, along with two other conservatives, won seats last November. That, with another board member who was already on the board, made all the difference. It totally flipped this board to a conservative side. And we were able, it was close, but we were able to pass this 4-3 on Monday night. So.
How about that? So these local elections in November, you guys win three board seats, and then you get a fourth board member to join you as well. You get this passed, this Parents' Bill of Rights in Lansing on a 4-3 vote. You basically mirror what the state legislature had passed before it was vetoed by Governor Kelly. So what's in this bill? What will differences be for parents up in Lansing?
Well, first of all, they will have the ability to object to certain curriculum. They will have the ability to inspect all curriculum that should be made online, and they'll have the ability to look at everything. They have the right to expect that each teacher and educator of such child will not withhold or inadvertently or purposely withhold important information related to that child, including but not limited to information regarding their health, well-being, and education. That's a big one because parents are concerned about things being withheld from them concerning pronouns and other health issues at the school. That was a big one that we added that the legislature did not have. They have the right to attend publicly designated school board meetings, which doesn't seem that different than what's going on, but some school boards in the local area in Kansas have taken that right away from parents. So that is up to the local school board to decide, so we're going to keep that. We did have people that spoke out in opposition, and I welcome that. I'm not going to take that away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to represent my constituents. The main one, the most important is, number one, the right to direct the education and care of their child, the right to, you know, inspect all written and electronic records, to be informed of the curriculum. I would mention the meetings, the right to make healthcare and medical decisions for their child, including their vaccinations.
So right now in Lansing, just so I understand, the teachers didn't have to share all the information on what the kids were being taught in classrooms?
Well, some of them would share some of the information.
Gotcha.
Some of the information would be online, but it wasn't required. And,
gotcha.
And sometimes the standards are listed online or maybe what they're going over, but not individual lessons.
Okay.
And we want that to all be available online. And we also want the curriculum itself that the school board purchases. A lot of times that's a licensed curriculum. So you can't necessarily put everything online, but we're going to have a portal at the school where parents will have access, where they can come in and access any of that that they want or have a question to, and they can challenge that. And they can also challenge any book or thing that they think should not be in the school, and that'll come before the board and be decided upon.
So last thing here, Amy Covey is joining us on the Lansing School Board. They passed what is believed to be the first Parents' Bill of Rights by a local school board here in the state of Kansas. What would your message be, I mean, to other districts, voters, parents, school board candidates, not just in Kansas, but in Missouri for that matter, on the importance of these local elections as we move forward here in the next minute or so?
Sure. You've got to get out there and vote. Get out there. And if you're not, run for election yourself. So if you're not going to, find your candidate, support them, knock on doors, talk to people, ask your, write your school board, ask them to present their own Bill of Rights. If the legislature and the governor can't get it done in your state, your local school board sure can. And that's most important. And I encourage everyone. I had never ran for office before. So this was my first time. COVID, you know, brought out a lot of people that are interested in running now for their local school boards, and I encourage them to do so. You can do this. If we did it in Lansing, Kansas, you can do it.
Awesome. Amy Covey on KCMO. Amy, thanks for being here. Great job up there, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye.
All right, there you go. I mean, these things matter.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.